Buckingham Palace has announced details for Prince Philip's funeral. Queen Elizabeth's husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, died yesterday at the age of 90.
Fire!
Fire!
Military teams at the Tower of London, across the UK, and on ships at sea fired 41-gun salutes to mark the death of Prince Philip, who was a former naval officer. His royal ceremonial funeral will take place next Saturday at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. It will be closed to the public because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prince Harry will travel to the UK for the funeral, but doctors advised his wife, Meghan Markle, not to travel as she's pregnant with the couple's second child. Prince Charles visited his mother at Windsor Castle hours after Philip's death. Today, he expressed his gratitude for the outpouring of condolences from across the world.
My father, I suppose the last 70 years, has given the most remarkable, devoted service to the Queen, to my family, and to the country, and also to the whole of the Commonwealth. And as you can imagine, my family and I miss my father enormously, and we're so deeply touched by the number of other people here and elsewhere around the world in the Commonwealth who also, I think, share our loss and our sorrow.
Mourners left flowers and other tributes to Prince Philip outside Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle, despite a request from the palace for people to remain home because of the pandemic. A palace spokesman says that even though the funeral will be smaller, the occasion will still celebrate and recognize the Duke's life and his service to the Queen and to the United Kingdom.